Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello. Is everyone finished fucking coughing, yeah?
So sorry.
No worries.
So sorry. I've got consumption.
Sorry, Darren. Sorry for coughing.
Funny messing. It's grand to cough on a podcast. Makes it feel real normal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty cash.
I might just get sick now.
Yeah, that'd be real
normal. That's real normal, isn't it? Like,
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Have a shy.
Oh, that's a bit too far. A shy in the bag. Pull
and carry
on a step, like in Manson.
Hey. Like,
what's her name?
Atkins.
Yeah.
Atkins.
Susan Atkins. Yeah, poo there on the go. Step anyway. That's still going. This is going to be another shorter form episode because of the ongoing Charles Manson shy. Not shy, like, it's not, it's good, like, but...
Susan Atkins shy.
The stuff. The shy.
The stuff.
Poo on a bag.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm bringing the dog on walks and it's new to me, bringing the dog on a walk, and it's new to me...
Walking.
Picking up shy.
It's
speaking
mad.
Of picking up shy, I just think it's so bizarre that, like, we just walk around with these animals and then just pick up that shy. They must, like, be looking at us going, why did he pick up my shy right
there? There was a time where you just leave dog shy.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, you just leave it there.
Let it get
across.
That's
how it worked. Or was it?
Let it go white.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's not Owen.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck?
Sorry, I just wanted in.
Get out.
The hive is on here.
People were probably wondering why we were let talk about shite there.
Sorry, yeah.
Let's talk about food.
Yes.
Substitute teachers in. The lad's going to run wild.
But was that a thing? Like, you just left dog shit?
Yeah.
That was that, or were you always supposed to pick it up?
I just remember there was always dog shit around. And, like, you just avoid it.
Dog poo bags are a new thing the last couple of years, I presume.
Dog shit just stayed there until someone stepped in it.
Yeah, and the white one doesn't exist anymore. White dog poo.
Yep. From what I gather, it's got to do... Why don't you see white dog poo anymore?
What that the was, fuck?
That do, you was remember, do you not remember it?
I remember
it
well.
Quick, though.
I remember it well.
Most of us haven't seen those white wonders since our childhood. In fact, it feels like they disappeared around the late 80s, early 90s. This is true.
Some people wouldn't remember. Gen Zs don't remember white poo.
So here it is. What has changed? I have a guess. What do you think the reason is behind we don't see white
climate
dog
climate change.
Ooh, Darren?
Food?
Yes.
Is it food?
What was considered dog food began to elevate from the cheap fillers and chicken feed meals, in inverted commas, that have flooded the market. And while highly processed and low quality meals that are high in bones still persist in some treats and foods, they are now no longer are used as much. Hence, you don't see as much white dog poo. That's their diet. We've changed their diet.
Incredible.
It's because everyone
That's
used
incredible.
To feed. Everyone in, like, the 80s and 90s used to just give their... Give them leftovers of your own food.
Yeah.
That was just standard, wasn't it? Like,
your shit, like.
Cooking bones in pet food or in the table scraps you give, this is interesting, actually makes the bones indigestible.
Yes, I heard that recently.
As a result, even when your mate manages to crunch a bone,
Your dog manages to crush a bone on a crispy chicken.
Bone crusher, yeah, fair enough.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's just a little black bit.
Into small fragments or even part, it's passed out the other end almost completely unchanged. I mean that once that poo sat on the lawn for a few days in the rain, the white bone powder is all that remained. There you go.
Ah. Jesus. If we're going to continue talking about this, is there another word we can use instead of poo?
Oh.
Doo-doo.
Fecal matter.
Doo-doo.
White doo-doo.
Poop. Poop.
Poop. Doo-doo.
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 Caca.
Caca.
For AC Milan.
The footballer, yeah.
Isn't that what they call it? Caca.
Oh, he played for AC Milan.
Oh, what a player.
And Real.
What a player.
Do you have like a command to make Frank go for a toilet?
On the spot, like?
Yeah.
No. Oh. He just runs to the door.
And just knows. Go make. I've been trying to, like, but Mara's like, that's disgusting. He's saying go make, like it's a cake or something. Go make what?
Go make. Imagine go make. Just bake the big banana bread. Is it COVID again, is it?
What's that smell from the kitchen? The dog's in there. 1 minute, 10 more minutes.
Blatant go make. Stupid shit. Do you ever enter a competition? Do you ever win a competition, an online competition?
I won tickets to see Deadmau5 through the radio years ago. And I felt like, Jesus, I never win anything. Then I sold them.
Fuck it.
Wasn't really into Deadmau5.
Yeah.
Knew like one song. I remember.
I think you're not even saying his name right.
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Everyone calls him Deadmau5.
Deadmau5, yeah. Yeah.
Because he had that big
mouse head.
But trying to think that I won an iPad as well before.
Fuck off.
I'd did raffle you? At a benefit night in the pub.
Nice.
Pulled me ticket.
That's
out.
More like, yeah, you'll win something at a raffle in a pub. I was thinking more like an online competition.
Mm.
Like when I used to work for a betting company, we'd put competitions out. And you get, like, people have these accounts and you go onto the accounts and they just enter competitions. They have a name, they're called compers. Like, they literally just make a living entering competitions. Just by like searching keywords.
Competitions, people sharing competitions on Facebook years ago to win like 3 in 1s or like a curry.
Stop.
Or a snack box or 2 snack boxes. Like chippers and Chinese restaurants and stuff would do like competitions and people would actually share it to win a fucking meal.
2 in 4 in 1.
Isn't that win a spice bag, Joe? This could be.
Now you have me thinking.
Go old school, yeah.
Yeah. Could get a little gold card membership thing going on for the spice bags.
Tell me.
There was a Thai fast food restaurant that was doing a competition for a trip to Thailand just recently. And Moira was entering it like there was no tomorrow.
She win?
So this is the thing. Like she they sell churros and you get an entry for everything that you buy and they sell churros individually for €1 per churro.
Nice.
So she was buying like 20 churros in separate orders and then going in and they were like, did you just order 20 separate churros? Like, do you want them all in the same box? And she's like, yeah, it's just for the competition that you're running. And they were like, all right, okay. And she'd do that every day because I think the max entries was like 20. And she'd done it
a day.
For 20 a day, yeah. And she'd done it then for 3 weeks or 4 weeks that I was running.
She nearly spent the fucking
price. The price of the trip to Thailand, I was just going to say.
Like, she'd done it for I think it was about a month anyway. And it was for a trip for 2 to Thailand, which would have been very, very expensive. And they just haven't announced the winner. They closed the competition and haven't announced the winner. And she sent a message saying, like, have you picked the winner for the Thailand trip? And she just got the scene from the Thai food company.
They didn't think about the loophole with the churros.
They were like, damn it. Like, there was a video. Did you see the video of your man? And he was like that and he was doing the draw. Did you see? Two outfits in the gaff GAA club down the country and one outfit, big lad sitting
down in loud.
He didn't know that his phone was out. He's like, okay, we're here now. We're going to pick out the winner of the raffle, the GAA raffle. But you could see a man in the back and he was like that with a crumpled up piece of paper.
It was tickets for, is it ACDC or it was tickets for a gig or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
It might have been Coldplay or ACDC or something
like that. Yeah. It's incredible.
And he goes at that and he realises your man's recording and then he just puts his hand in the bowl and pulls out the exact same ticket.
No.
You see him slipping it into his paw like the worst magician you've ever seen. And they go, did he just put that? And he puts his little balled up fist into the bucket. Doesn't even go to the fucking.
Did you say his little
offering us
face?
The dignity
bald
of opening his hand.
He
just puts
face.
His fist into the bowl and pulls his fist out unopened. And then he goes, hey, so the winner is Jesus, it's Johnny O'Shea from Dundurktown. And your man goes, oh, that's yourself. Anyway, moving swiftly on. And the head, and I'm just going, It is the most beautifully Irish thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it was incredible.
Spectacular, yeah.
It was incredible. You couldn't write a proper fad out head shit. It's a weird feeling going to like a funeral fundraiser and they do a raffle. Like
a benefit night.
A benefit night, yeah.
Jesus.
And you go to it.
What is that?
Let's say you go to someone dies and they need to raise funds for the funeral cost.
Right, okay.
They have a benefit night, so they get
hampers
like
and wines and
all hampers and prizes donated from local businesses and stuff like that. Gold card, spice bag membership and stuff, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's so weird when you're in there and you have your raffle ticket and you don't win it. like the money is supposed to go to the family and stuff, but you still feel like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
For a good cause, but you're like upset because you didn't win.
Yeah.
Just flipping over the coffin. Fuck this. I'm out of here.
A load of bollocks, this. It's a...
I've never heard of that.
A benefit.
Have you never heard of a benefit night?
No, for a funeral, no.
Is that a real Northside thing?
Maybe a working class thing.
You're Northside. Northside now?
I live in Stony Batter, so I wouldn't count. Technically, is it Northside?
It's the south side of Northside.
As a sense,
inner city kind of thing.
Northside is a kind of a metaphysical concept. I don't know if Stony Batter fits the mold now.
I'd say it's, as you said, more of a working class area kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah. And you're from the country?
So Cork, yeah.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
They don't have funerals down there.
They don't have funerals. No one dies in Cork.
Going on in
Cork. They just their spirits pass on to a new entity. Yeah, there's no death.
You're langer.
Wrap them in cheese.
What's a langer mean?
It's a penis.
But when you're saying it as a slagging,
is
it more just like you prick?
Your man's an awful langer, like.
Right.
Would you call someone a langer?
It still happens, yeah.
Is that like...
It's a lovely word. It's very sing-song. It fits into the Cork accent beautifully.
Langer.
Langer. So you can imagine the mirth was unprecedented when Bernard Langer, the golf
Bernard
legend.
Willie. Hilarious.
Oh, Bernard Willie.
Cork didn't stop laughing for about 10 to 12 years.
Absolutely.
Bernard Langer.
It is historical though.
Yeah. And then he kind of went off the boil and never forgave him for that really. But he provided great, great days laughing at Bernard Langer. But it still gets said. Yeah. Yeah. Langer.
I can't believe you never heard of a benefit night.
That's the first on me now.
Have you heard of a benefit night in general? Or just
I have. Yeah. Well, that's like a fundraiser. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Jesus. But not for a funeral. No, I haven't. That's new on me.
Oh, yeah, always.
And the family are there, obviously, is it?
Yeah. The family runs it.
Yeah.
Sorry, just when does this happen? Because the turnaround is quite quick.
Yeah.
For a funeral.
Does it happen?
It's usually after the funeral.
Yeah.
Recoup
some of the cost.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I even think it's funny that it's called a benefit night. Like, who is it benefiting? Like, obviously, it's taking the cost, but are you making a profit?
That's great. Look, sure, people are so good, though. They'll go and they'll raise the requisite. And, you know, you might win an iPad.
Yeah, but then they'd be annoyed when they lose.
Mm. Yeah, it's only a fiver, is she?
Yeah.
But it's not an iPad, it's like a leg of lamb. It's still shit like that from the butchers and all. It's
grabs bags of their old clothes.
Gym suit. Where they give away like boxing glove signed and jersey signed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's not Fernando Torres. You did that yourself.
He wasn't a boxer.
You spelled Torres wrong. It says Torres.
I love it. Like, you know, if there's an independent pharmacy around, like fucking Allen's Pharmacy or something, they might donate a hamper with shampoo in a bar of soap.
I've never heard that before. And that's mad.
Yeah. I must bring it to one.
Yeah, it'd be gas.
Yeah, man.
You could
love
do
it.
A documentary on something like that. If they're, you know, it's a real insight. Yeah. Probably a little vignette into lives in Ireland. People are so decent, especially around death. But I would love to go to one of those. So next time someone dies, will you give me a ring?
I will.
And I'll turn up and I'll stand there going, this is gas. Yeah.
Maybe we'll treat the live show style like a benefit night.
Give away prize. Actually charge them for raffle tickets.
Mm.
Yeah. I worked with a woman who went on to be Ryanair's millionth customer. She walked in, checked in. And next thing, the balloons, and somebody jumped out with a bottle of champagne. Congratulations.
And anything else?
You're a millionth. You get the whole thing was free flights for the rest of her
life.
Rest of her life.
Oh, wow. Shit.
And it didn't work out that way. Oh. They tried a stiffer, I think. I'm going to be careful here, maybe. This is years ago now, but she had to go to court.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get away?
I must find out, but she was like, oh my God, flights for life. And then when all the balloons burst and then, you know, the people shuffled away after maybe a year or two, because she was using it to go see friends and family in England or flight
friends. Yeah.
And they were like, well, fuck this. Nah, we're not doing it anymore. We didn't mean it for life. It was just a couple. And she was like, no.
Yeah.
It's like the Pepsi thing.
Yeah, the PR competition.
She Pepsi'd it. Yeah. Like, they said, what's it to them? Like, but I think they felt she was taking the piss or whatever that, and it got very unpleasant. Very unpleasant.
Some words were exchanged, a strongly worded
words,
letter.
Emails and then court appearances.
But you know, you'd miss that, wouldn't you? You don't get that anymore because you check in online.
Yeah.
You don't go up to a desk.
Balloons just come out of your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 millionth customer.
The new iPhone has balloons implanted into the phone in case you win a competition.
Yeah. Just a just comes out the bottom of the phone.
Just where the charger goes. Just keeps blowing for ages.
What's like, happening?
Really slowly.
And then that comes out and flies off. And then it just goes a little bit of confetti.
What the fuck's happening, man?
Imagine that happening for the first time, though.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I just had the phone talking to your doctor. Go on, what did they say?
I think I was in a fucking It movie or something.
Yeah.
Pennywise in the sitting room.
Yeah.
Went to about 8 counties in Ireland during the week, last week.
Last week? Tell us about that, man.
And you know me, I don't live Dublin, but I went to the country for a campaign. And it's all the same.
The country?
Just all the same. Like,
which counties did you go to?
Galway.
Yeah.
Roscommon. Clare.
Ooh.
Cork.
Right.
Your place?
Yeah.
Actually went to Lahinch, which is lovely.
Beautiful in Clare, yeah.
Ever in Lahinch? In Clare?
Yes.
It's fucking lovely.
Stunning. That's where the
surfboard, yeah. That's all I can think of now, but there was a couple of others. But it's very similar.
But it's all West Coast here.
Waterford.
Yeah?
Did I say Waterford?
No.
Waterford town.
So you kind of did a loop from Dublin all the way around.
Yeah.
Back up into Dublin.
Some driving.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
driving. And I was wedged in the back of this like electric car, little Volkswagen. I think Volkswagen. Tiny, like a Beetle. It wasn't a Beetle. It was even smaller than that.
And
it was,
really?
Yeah, I was just in the back. It was like, there's no even sound coming from this car when it's driving. And I'm just in the back wedged like.
Little smart car.
Yeah, but it was like. Nuts.
Did you have to stop often to charge it?
Yeah. That was a big thing, like,
was it?
Charging it. I feel like some electric cars are just built for like city.
Yeah.
And then others are just like not built for it.
Not for celebrity backed campaigns.
Well,
that's a different vehicle. Suppose, yeah. You're talking probably a Hummer.
But they had like a van as well. Like it was some setup. They had like a tour bus kind of thing.
Now we're talking celebrity level.
Yeah, you see, that's it.
Do you know like when you couldn't stretch any, you just needed some room. Can I go on the tour bus?
Fuck, really? Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. It's a class, like.
What's on the bus?
Equipment in the back and then just like crew.
Nice.
And then there was like GoPros attached to it and yeah, at the back and the side and stuff like that. And the guy that drives the bus like drives like loads of bands around Ireland as his job. Like
some stories.
Deadly.
Well, he was telling me all of them. Like, yeah, just who he was driving.
Who was he driving?
Like fucking U2 and shit. And
no way.
Yeah.
Did he have mad stories? Obviously,
he
can't.
Not really. He said that like he didn't really have like mad stories, more like just the chance to like mingle with all them sort of people, and he'd like get out and be backstage and stuff because he's like rowdying them around, like, you know that way.
Yeah.
But some good stories. If you take anything from them sort of things, it's them kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit
encounters,
crack,
like. But it was good.
Did people recognize you? On the
Someone
West Coast
from Waterford asked me for a photo and they said they were going to the live show.
No way.
Yeah. It's like 2 hours away, like, and I'm like, Jesus. I know Ireland's very small, like, but
still though, yeah.
To take the journey for 2 hours to go to Dublin
to
see us is amazing. Like,
yeah.
Other people as well were shouting like Crinkle and stuff like that in like Cork.
I was
like,
Jesus. Do you notice the difference in the fans from outside Dublin? Like, are the fans in Dublin a bit more in your face?
Yeah, or? I think the people on the countryside like Cork and stuff and Galway are more reserved.
Mm.
To a sense like that they're not like they don't like jump at you. Do you know that way? Not that happens a lot here, but like it's definitely more relaxed or something.
Yeah.
Probably because they don't even have Wi-Fi, do you know that way?
Yeah. You all have a clue. They're not wound up yet.
You're not offering them beads and mirrors. Hello.
Beads
take
and
these
mirrors.
Coloured beads.
But there's this thing in Waterford called
coffee.
What's the bread called?
Blah.
Blah.
Yeah.
You ever hear of a blah?
No.
Blah boy.
Oh, I never heard of a blah boy.
What's a blah?
It's a soft white roll.
It's a soft white roll. Literally, like, it's
look, they make a big deal of it. It's nice, but like, come on.
It's like, we have it. It's just a roll.
Yeah.
Soft
just
roll. Bread.
Yeah. Okay. But like squared. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's fine.
By the way, you buy like 6 packs and they're like doughy and just full of flour.
Yeah.
Soft.
Blah.
It's like them.
Is it called blah because it's blah?
Yeah.
But there's a big thing about it down there, isn't it?
Oh, it's.
Or up,
they're clinging
down,
onto it.
Down.
The last couple of years, blahs have become a big Waterford thing. But like, it's grand, yeah. Come on now.
Because I was looking at the script and I said, like blah.
They were there too, were they? Oh, the script.
Oh, the script. No, I were on the bus.
The tour bus.
Danny was just there the whole time. I was like, mate, are you involved here?
He was driving the bus.
But the blah thing I didn't get. And then afterwards I was like, okay, it's a very Waterford thing.
Oh, they're very proud of them, yeah. It's a white roll. What are you going to do? Put some stuff in it and eat. Like, it's grand. It's grand. It's blah, is right. Yeah, it's kind of almost.
Would you put like breakfast roll on it?
Yeah.
Anything, yeah. It's butter. Fucking bread.
It's a soft white roll.
It's a bread roll.
Yeah. Get over it then, will you?
Jeez, get over Waterford.
And Cork, think, Cork, no.
Cork.
Waterford, no, Waterford.
What do we have though?
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
In Waterford.
Blah, blah. But it's.
I just thought it was a thing I should have known. But then.
Did you have to eat one for the campaign? Or was it just
happened
to be
there was a part in it where there's a giant blah. Very Irish. Giant blah. Very Waterford.
In a costume, blah.
It was a blah. A blah came out. A fella dressed as a blah.
Okay, right, yeah.
Holding a giant blah. Too much blah.
Ah, that's a lot of blah. Any overnights or was it just.
Two overnights, yeah.
Yeah.
Pig and shite.
Really? Yeah, it was like, nice.
Those bleeding house the wardrobe and
do you feel obliged then? Do you have to go down for dinner then with the.
Yeah, only on the second night though.
Okay.
First night, kind of.
Do you have to go down and.
Did you get much sleep? How was your sleep?
How was. Yeah, oh, yeah. Much, yeah. It's a lovely city, isn't it? Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? Smoke on the balcony and all. Yeah, lovely. Out the window, put a sock on the fire alarm. Lovely.
See you down here at 12. Yeah.
You got your own room then?
Yeah.
No sharing with five. The driver.
Yeah, I thought it was going to have to.
Yeah.
Because it was like a lot of people on it. Like, I was like, who am I going to be sharing with? Just looking at everyone, I'm like, hopefully not them. Because I like a smoke on the bed, like.
And a jump.
Do you know, having a cigarette on the bed and put a sock over there.
The fire alarm, yeah.
Yeah, or the glove or whatever you have, really.
Yeah. Anything that's handy. Stick it over the smoke alarm.
People do that.
And just smoke all the cigarettes.
Do you wet the sock?
No.
Oh, the smoke can get through the sock. You need to be careful now.
You have to wet the sock.
Oh, no, I go out the front. You'd have to, especially all professional and stuff.
Imagine this 5-star Maribor hotel shut down, evacuated because Darren Conway had a smoke in the bedroom.
They're all finally out of the hotel. Imagine and just he's walking. Still smoking. Sorry about that. Yes.
Imagine just walking into that scene and just lying on the bed with just boxers on with a house cow. A pair of slippers.
Sock dangling from the roof and you were bleeding.
And it just falls on his head just that moment. Sticks to the side of his and he slurps down and says, mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
You'd be like a cellar fire.
Is everything all right? It said smoking included. Yeah, there's a balcony out there. But there was like a lovely setup.
Yeah, it's a nice hotel.
Sliding doors out to the balcony there.
I love a good hotel.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a good hotel to me.
What?
It's all just a bedroom. Yeah. It's just a bedroom.
I know.
You can separate the good ones from the bad ones.
A bed's a bed.
I stayed in a hotel in Amsterdam and there was graffiti on the walls.
On the inside?
It's magic.
Like with permanent marker.
What?
Like just smiley faces and shit, like, and just people's names.
That was a hostel. That's a hostel.
No,
that's
art. It was a hotel. I feel like every hotel in Amsterdam's a hostel though.
It's got hostel vibes, yeah.
But that's where the movie Hostel is set. Not Amsterdam, but in Berlin. Somewhere. In, no, it's in Holland, Netherlands.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's Amsterdam. Amsterdam. Went over to do don't some Amsterdam.
Going over the to dam. The dam to smoke some cauliflower.
The guys.
Some broccoli. Going to get some good broccoli.
Get some spacers.
Going to get some edibles.
Fucking hate hotels. Any hotel. The nicest hotel you could think of. I'm just like, meh. Marla brought me to... Where was it? I can't even remember where the fuck it was. Somewhere in Limerick. A really nice place in Limerick. It's like a fucking castle. It's...
Adair Manor.
Jesus.
From
your 30th.
Fuck. For one night?
For one night only. Well, no, for two nights.
Two nights in Adair Manor. Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah.
Did you not like it?
I wasn't impressed, to be honest. God. No, I was not impressed. Look, it's a bed. It's a bed in a room.
It's not that though, is it? I mean, first of all, it's all about the breakfast.
The surroundings of the bed in the room. Just the room itself when it's like... Swanky. And yeah, that's enough to say it's really, really nice now.
Get bored real quick. You're like, yeah, that's nice. It looks nice. Nice finishings.
Four
nice
channels.
Wood.
Four channels. Watching
Eggheads.
Who can beat the
channel. Eggheads is always on.
Yeah.
It's never worth fucking the extra amount of money. It's never worth...
No, I know. I get you. Yeah.
Like, a cheap hotel that's like 150 quid a night versus a Adair Manor, that's like 600 quid a night.
Is that
and
you're
just like, so, yeah,
that's insane.
There,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's where the, I think they're playing the Ryder Cup or something like that, or the Irish Open in Adair Manor. But it's like, not worth the extra money to sleep. Look at a nice wallpaper and nice curtains. I want to get out anyway. Like, a hotel room to me is just somewhere to dump your shit while you go and do whatever it is you have
good
to
point.
Do.
I think if you're in a city, the cheaper the better. Mm. Just a step above a hostel is enough, as long as it's clean and safe. Because you're going to be gone all day.
Yeah.
You're going to dump your bags, maybe have a shower, 15 minutes, 3 minutes. And then you're out the gap.
I disagree.
And then when you come back.
I just wanted it to be lovely.
The hotel room.
But in the countryside, if there's nothing going on around you, you want it to be as luxurious and have as much on site as possible. But for a city, you're not paying for luxury.
See, I get anxiety. If I went on a cruise, one cruise before, I was never interested in a cruise. And this is the reason why. I got on the cruise and we picked a nice room that had the sea view balcony and it was supposed to be nice. But I just wanted, there's so much to do on the cruise. And once you get off the cruise, there's so much to do when you're off the cruise. I want to spend as little time as possible in the bedroom because I feel like I'm supposed to be spending that time doing something, yeah. Doing shit. And I end up ruining the holiday because I'm so anxious and I just want to get out and get busy. Do you know what I mean?
Let's get busy.
Yeah. When I see people on cruises, David Hammond had...
He's getting an awful lot of mentions on this podcast.
Is he?
Me and Amy's one, yeah.
Well, he was on a cruise.
He deserves it.
And he was watching he recorded himself watching a film on the bed in his cruise ship saying, this is swanky or whatever. And I'm like, get the fuck out of the
room.
Get
on the fucking slide, man.
Yeah.
There's a fucking slide up there.
Get on the slots. Eat the free food.
Spend all your money and stick it on red, man.
Get sunburned. Get out on the bleeding deck.
Grab a cocktail. Swanky. Fucking hell.
Live your life for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you can watch a film anywhere.
Jump off the side of it and go for a swim.
Would you go down to the spa for a swim and are you like...
Yeah, but like then I'd want to be going on to the next thing. I'd be just trying to do everything that is to do.
When I go on holiday to like nightmare. Spain or something, I do always like at least one of the nights not go out.
Oh no.
Yeah, and just like enjoy
chill,
the
have a can on the balcony and then just chill like and watch shit.
That's like so. I see that as such a fucking waste.
One day out of seven.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I would not.
Also going
you're doing stuff every day, every minute is accounted for.
That's to my own detriment now.
That's my nightmare.
I'm wrong. That's
like,
I'm
like
wrong. You're right, like. But I can't.
It's an argument.
No. You're supposed to relax on a holiday. I can't relax on a holiday because I feel like I need to be.
You need
doing
that money's
shit.
Worth.
I need to be on an excursion or I need to be fucking Jeez. Going somewhere or doing something or else I'm wasting an opportunity. I
Come
feel.
On, Milo, we're going jet skiing. Actually rock climbing at the same time.
We're jet skiing up a mountain and then we're parachuting off the top.
And then I'm going to stick it all on red.
It's my nightmare.
What, my holiday?
Well, I like to balance it out a bit of like, we're just doing nothing for an hour.
Oh, no.
I like to get into the hotel room, disrobe, put on the robe, watch The Chase.
Do you go in a robe?
Yeah, I will. I'm wearing my driving robe and then I put on my check-in robe and I go upstairs, put on the bedroom robe.
Nice.
And it's a matter of seconds, but it's worth it. And then I am sprawled and she can do what she wants. She likes to open every single cupboard,
hanging up clothes and everything.
Oh,
yeah. Like it's your gaff.
Oh yeah, yeah, checking this and every cupboard gets opened. When all that's happening, I'm watching Bradley on The Chase. Happy.
Yeah. She'd be pulling up the mattress and everything.
Watch
for
The Chase
bugs.
In your dressing gown it's a different kind of love.
Yeah. I'm
well,
pretty
much... That's in Ireland though.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get The Chase in Spain.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
If you go to like on a foreign
Oh,
one
of those foreign ones, yeah. But I need an hour to kind of wind down. I wouldn't be out the gap straight away.
You could watch the Spanish ones though. Sometimes you'd watch the Spanish ones and you'd be just like, you don't know what they're saying, but you're like, that's mad that you have that hair and I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And he's obviously famous, but I've no clue who he is.
You ever
famous.
See the Australian Chase? It's bananas.
Different, is it?
The vibe is completely off.
I really don't like Bradley Walsh.
Do you know?
Really don't like him in that. Never did. Always. And then you see him pop up as a host in other game shows and you're like, why is he getting these gigs? Like, he's the most unlikable character.
Oh, I think
ever.
He does.
Do you?
Yeah.
I really don't like him.
He's real normal. Real,
He's a cheeky chappy. English people love a cheeky chappy.
I don't think he's good enough as a cheeky chappy.
He used to play football. He used to play for Charlton, was it, or something?
Not sure.
He was almost a pro, or he went pro almost, yeah.
Gotta be.
He feels like, to me, a barman who thinks he's funny and thinks he can have the
maybe
crack.
That's
and
why you're like, relatable. Up,
like. There's a bang of Butlins off him, is that what it is?
Yeah, a little bit.
Bang of Butlins, yeah.
Butlins, but he's too old.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like the
bang
other
fella. Bang of Butlins, aren't you?
Who's your man that does the extra factor?
Rylan?
The extra factor. That's not a thing anymore.
Or whoever it was.
Love Island after son, is it?
He's actually from the Butlins ads. He's on the Butlins ads now. He has the big forty.
Oh, I know you're into it. Yeah. In for a penny, lad. He has the bang of Butlins off him.
Mm.
Yeah. Stephen, my miss.
Mulhern. Stephen Mulhern. He.
Yeah. He was still like BBC. What was it?
Anton Deck.
Yeah.
He'd be on with them.
Yeah.
He's the bang of Butlins off Stephen Mulhern.
I think he was a Butlins entertainer. Yeah, yeah. I think he still is. I think he does 3 months in Butlins every year.
No doubt.
And he loves
got a top up for his TV career. He's got to juice up on the Butlins.
He sleeps in a red coat.
Yeah.
Always ready to go.
Oh, he's.
I just feel like he sleeps in a cupboard and just shuts down. And then they open up the cupboard and he's like, like doing animal balloons or something. Constant, never off.
I like him though. I think he's good in catchphrases. Yeah. He's good on catchphrases if you're in the daytime shit.
Show. It's a great show.
So
not a fan of Bradley.
He's better than Bradley. Whew. Yeah, Bradley's like a bouncer who's trying to be too friendly, but you're just trying to get past him. You're like, stop chatting with me. I'm just trying to go inside. Like, shut up.
You're not buying his shtick.
No, because it's not good. It's not clever. You know, he's not funny enough. He just kind of repeats them and repeats jokes and laughs after them. And just I don't like Bradley Walsh.
That's a hot take.
Wow, that's cool. I'm gonna have to clip that.
I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one.
Would you say he's on par with Jeremy Coyle?
Yeah.
No.
That's a good comparison.
No.
Because that's how I'd see Jeremy Coyle.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comparison.
That is not a Walsh and the Kyle.
Yeah.
Nah. Sorry.
No.
And he tries to take sides with the contestants over the chaser.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
But it doesn't, he tries to get cheap.
It's I'll us. It's the language. It's very subtle. He goes, we.
Yeah.
Us. You know, he's on there. He wants to beat the chasers.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
But the chasers are funnier than him, which is weird because I think it breaks the dynamics.
Well, Jez, I thought that was pretty good. I know it's going to be a shorter episode than usual because of the ongoing Manson family series. But little bit of chat, huh? Yeah. Didn't hurt anyone.
Thanks for having me again, lads. I've really enjoyed it. I know, look, I'm not Owen.
Look,
I'm Step Owen, if you will.
It changes as good as anything.
And I really appreciate it. It's one of the highlights of my
career.
Of my life, I think.
Yeah.
And do you say that to the next person as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, are you sure you have to?
Of this day, it's my highlight so far. It's the first thing I've done, but it's been a good thing.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
As always.
Pleasure. We have a live show coming up in October.
And if you want to beat the chasers, come along. Buy a ticket on the 20th of October. Tickets are on sale now.
Vicar Street, ticketmaster.ie.
Yeah.
Stala. Stala. Stala to Vicar Street.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Stala for a while.
Stall the ball.
And we will be back with the normal schedule of Charles Manson episodes pretty soon.
Yeah.
We talk to you then.
See ya.
Bye.